Welcome to another evening at the Don and Wynn Show on BBS Radio, Saturday night at 6 p.m. My name is Winfrey. My co-host, Don Newsome, is busy futzing around as usual, so he'll be on in a moment. Yes, I'm on the air. That's all right. We have background conversations. As you guys know who have been checking in, this is like... we make it up as we go along. Just a moment. Hello. Stay here. It's okay. Okay. And we usually take a while to get into our routine, but for whatever reason, people like it. For example, here's some of our recent, let's see here, people that have written in. We call it dysfunctional radio at its best. We'd like to thank, let's see here, who is this from? Carolyn. Carolyn from Toronto, Canada. My login and password aren't working, so I am unable to download. So give me a buzz. By the way, your show with Wynn on Saturday was hilarious. You lads are something else when you get together. Lots of love. Tell your assistant she did a fantastic job holding it all together while you sorted out your business with GoDaddy. I had a good laugh. That's what I love about BBS Radio. Anything goes. I hope that never changes. BBS Radio is brilliant. Don loves to hear things like that. I am absolutely addicted. He loves to hear things like that. The program is cutting edge and relevant to this important time on our planet. So a big thank you for providing us with a central place where we can all learn, share, help each other grow, and have fun. Lots of love, Carolyn. And if Carolyn's listening tonight, we probably have lost another listener, but in any case, Carolyn, thank you so much for your letter. And Don will be on in a second. And let me see here. Yeah, I know. Now we have here, let's see. Now, last week, I told everybody, we brought up a new word for the first time in the history of New Age. We talked about indigo elders. And that is like some of you older folks that are listening in that still haven't matured and identify with being indigo children. And we've figured out that there's a lot of you out there that are indigos. And you can tell you're indigos because you don't belong, you don't fit in, you only want to give love, and you're alienated because there's no one to give love to, except you listen to BBS Radio and... some of you are sending love to Don and Wynn, who we need it the most, because this is dysfunctional radio at its best. And so those of you who are elder indigos, please listen to the Don and Wynn Show. And Don probably has a list of other comments for tonight. And I hope you'll stick with us, because it does get better. I have to come in for the first bit of the show just to get things rolling. And Don always abandons me. You know how those people are that abandon people. Some of you out there have been abandoned. And so Don abandons me at the beginning of the show. He always has a good excuse. Like all abandoners, he's underneath. He's putting someone else on. He's tying wires together. And then, of course, he comes on after he abandons me and says, "When? I really love you." As all good abandoners do. Don, are you there yet? You wait and see. He'll come on and say, "I really love you." We have a really special treat later on in the show tonight that's really worth listening to all this banter that we do at the beginning. This helps clear the karma waves. We kind of enter where we're all at in the moment, and you know, since we're all here as we go through it, we move through it, and we have a really interesting guest Of course, Don doesn't know they're coming on, so he may not let me put them on. Those of you that have listened to me on my conference line and know me in other realms, I want you to know I wear a special hat during the Don and Wynn show. So please go along. It's a different kind of a ride. It's called the Don and Wynn ride. It's like some of you out there know what karma is, and, you know, you have to work out karma as it comes up, and this is the Don and Wynn show where we work out our karma together in front of you and hang out all our laundry. And let's see. Don, let me see what time it is. It is now, let's see, 9:07. Don said he'd be on at 10 after, so we'll see if he actually is. As you notice on the schedule of VBS, it's filling up quickly, more and more people. More and more shows are coming in. But today, if the gods are with us, we're going to do something that's never, ever happened before here on VBS. You know, on VBS, you have some of the most tremendous channelers in the world bringing through messages from the other side. But no one has ever talked to a dolphin. And today, we are going to have a dolphin talk to all of us listeners. But don't go away. There's no commercials. Just have to put up with me for a little while, and then dial me on. And after that, we are going to have our guest dolphin. And his name is Book Choi, and he's waiting in the wings, anxious to talk to you all and take phone calls. He lives in Hawaii, but he's telepathic, and he's very cute, and he makes people laugh. And today is a good time for a laugh, so we'll have Book Choi the dolphin pretty soon. Now, Don, is anyone listening? Michelle, Don? No one ever listens there. So it's up to you guys. I can't even have a phone call come in because I don't even know if anyone's monitoring it. So in any case, so I usually tell a little bit about the background of our show. Don is a fairly successful businessman, has part of a founder of a cosmetics company. Oh, he doesn't usually say this, but what the heck. That's sold everywhere around the world in health food stores. And he decided to make a contribution to the world, oh, a year and a half ago, with something he called Blogging Service. And his goal was to bring information to people concerning the world that seemed to be breaking down, and that there was a necessity for alternative news and alternative ways of looking at things that you wouldn't find in the newspaper or TTV. And somehow Blogging Service morphed into BBS Radio, where BBS Radio is presenting all kinds of alternative spiritual things that and spiritual perspectives that are not that well accessible unless you look for them. And so, Don, are you there?
I'm here.
You hear me talking about you behind your back?
Can you hear me okay?
Well, I can hear you okay. Have you heard me talking about you?
No, I don't listen when you talk about me anymore, Wynn.
Good, I'm glad. It's giving you the edge, okay? Because I told our listeners that Don was going to come in, and what do you always say when you come in, Don?
Hi, folks. How are you doing? This is Don with the Don Show.
It's the Don Show. It's the Don and Wynn Show. Wait a second. Now, Don,
mm-hmm.
That's not what you say.
Well, you mean my token apology?
You always have, if you have a token apology, go ahead. Let's have a token apology.
Well, the reason I'm late, well, it's because I'm got a lot to do. You know, I It's nothing to apologize for anymore. It used to be because, you know, I put on more onto my plate than I can handle. But right now, it's we're at an even keel. Everything's going fantastic. So as far as I'm concerned, I'm truly happy. Truly happy, Gwen. Yes, I really am. I'm one of those guys you meet that truly actually is happy.
And I'm very happy today.
Well, I'm always feeling that way. It's an inner thing. I believe that because the outside world hasn't changed all that much in my personal life. I see it changing a lot all over. And yes, again, it's changing dramatically. But it's not the outside things. It's just more, and I'm sure a lot of people can relate. I mean, I feel much more at peace lately. I feel empowered just by being here and being alive and walking and talking these days. I feel the movement of peace and love spreading, and I feel fantastic because of it. I mean, people out there are doing their thing, and it's changing the world. It's changing the world. The world's changing, my friend, and it's because of people like you. People we love.
People we love?
Love to hate. Hate to love.
You love to hate. So, you're not any happier because your wife's treating you better, are you?
You're on a cell, aren't you?
Huh?
You're on the cell, right?
Yeah. You cut me off.
No. You're just maybe a little too close to your mouthpiece.
Okay, hang on a second. Hang on. Is that better?
As long as you don't speak too high too quickly, it doesn't top out your mouth piece.
I see. Hey, I want you to know.
Perfect. See, now you're getting it. Perfect.
We have a special guest tonight.
All right. I like special guests.
And our special guest, this is going to be, you know, we've had a lot of breakthroughs on BBS Radio, Doc.
You know, I'm so happy because that's really what it's about. It's bringing new ways of thinking, love, compassion, strength, character, integrity back into the fold, I think. And it brings it in a way that people can communicate with each other and communicate across the world. And man, I'm telling you, I feel fabulous. You know, I've been spending a little time just seeing of all the changes that have been occurring on this planet and throughout the solar system, actually, in the last few years. It's daunting. I mean, if people aren't waking up now thinking they're in a vortex of speed of some form, you know, things are moving quicker, you know, I wouldn't be able to understand how they could not feel that. They might. But things seem to be moving so quickly, and yet we actually feel natural. We're still, you know, many of us here walking around, we're feeling really, you know, fairly natural, peaceful, but things are moving at a speed that's immeasurable. And that's quite remarkable in and of itself, I think.
Don?
Yeah, were you listening?
Hello?
Hey.
I thought maybe I pulled my wire out of my cell phone. Can you hear me?
Yeah, your wire is definitely gone. It's loose.
My wire is gone?
Yeah, it's loose. Same with the marble. Get rid of it. You didn't need it.
I just got it. It's a new one.
You just got it?
We do have something really special tonight, Tom.
Excellent. I like special. Is that the second time I said that?
Hang on a second. And somebody else coming in on my other line.
Didn't we have a great show last time, folks? The Simple Truth. The Simple Truth with Jeff Lewis. You got to like that show. He's a beautiful young man who is, well, I can't say young. He's a very well-educated man, and he's just doing remarkable things. My hat's off to you, Jeff. We love you. We do love you. You're doing fabulous. The Simple Truth comes on before our show, folks.
Jeff Lewis.
Yeah. Very enthusiastic. So, see, I love the energy.
You remember I said we're going to have something really special tonight?
You told me that, yes. I love special.
Yeah.
Have you heard that before?
We're going to have the first national broadcast of a dolphin.
Oh.
Wait a second. Let's see if he's here. Come here, Bookjoy.
When? Listen. This isn't a sexual show.
Okay, it's a dolphin. God, you're speechless. Adam, would you like to ask a question to our dolphin?
Absolutely.
What's your question? Now make it serious. This is real.
Okay. How long have I been a dolphin?
Are you a dolphin?
I think so.
Okay, Bookie. Doc wants to know how long he's been a dolphin, or if he is a dolphin.
Or was a dolphin.
Do you have any comments? You were a dolphin, yes. Yeah, we'll let Bookie say it directly if we can get words. Bookjoy, talk some dolphin talk?
Excellent.
Okay, we'll get the answer and then we'll translate it. Hang on a second.
All right. Do this thing you do so well. Where have I heard that before, Jeff?
Hello.
Hi.
Bookjoy says that you have been a dolphin, but you aren't currently now in what we'd understand to be our linear time stream.
Wow. Well, I must say that I would find, geez, that's remarkable. I was throwing that at you as a curveball, but that's what I understand as well. Amazing. Thank you.
And it was a while ago, like 6 million years.
Yes, it was. It was quite some time ago. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you have another question?
Well, let's see. And who am I asking exactly?
We're talking to Bookjoy's translator.
Bookjoy, a translator.
Yeah, we're talking to Bookjoy and bringing him through. And this is like, we may let some of our listeners call in and have questions to Bookjoy.
Interesting. Okay, I'm into this. I like this.
Bookjoy is a dolphin who's presently, I believe, somewhere in Hawaii, and we've made a telepathic communication
with
him right here on the Don and Lou show.
Amazing. Well, I'll tell you, there's a dolphin, I think, there was a dolphin once that met me.
Let me make sure Bookie hears these things, okay?
Sure.
Now, you may get a dolphinese, which needs to be translated, so just be patient.
Oh, yeah.
And we will try to get that answer into English, okay?
Okay. English is good.
Just a moment.
Hello?
Hi.
Do you have a question?
I do, actually. I know I have a connection with the Cetacean Nation, let's call it, for lack of a better word. But there is this, I'd like to make more communication with one particular, and I don't know if it's a dolphin, it might be a blue, might be a dolphin or some sort of a, and maybe it's not, but something very closely related.
I think it's a whale.
Yeah, something very closely related to, and I've spent time in a meditation, one that was extremely real. I was in the ocean with them, and I was aware during this. I mean, it was a meditation. I went into it full bore, and then the noises. It was beautiful, and I haven't made contact since. And I've tried, but I haven't. Yeah.
So, what is your question for Bookjoy?
Well, is there a way that I can communicate more effectively with the Cetacean Nation in my meditations?
Let me ask him, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Second.
Thank you.
Just a moment. We've got that answer being processed. Do we have an answer? Yes, here's the answer.
Hello?
Yes.
Hi. Well, from what he's saying, it sounds like you have to make an earnest attempt 2 to 3 times a week and do a visualization.
Excellent.
And it would be good to do this at the same time in the evening before you retire for bed, and to have a pad by your bedside table, and also a pencil.
Yes.
To write down transmissions that can come. There is an open line. There's a frequency that's already been established.
Yeah.
But it hasn't been
developed.
Solidified.
Yes.
On your end. There
You're
hasn't
correct.
Been consistency needed to keep the frequency high enough.
How are you
so
getting this?
Be transmitted regularly.
How are you getting this? No, really, this is absolutely, in my opinion, fully accurate. That's bizarre. Because I know I felt the same thing.
I don't mess around. We're talking to Book Story.
Wow. Amazing.
Listen, come up with another question, or have our listeners, listen.
Oh.
Call in. This is a rare opportunity to ask Book
we,
Story.
We got to get your mouthpiece away from your lips.
Okay, sorry. Hang on.
We might just have to remove your lips.
Is that better?
Are your lips gone?
My lips are still here. The mouth is still right. Books Ray does like to talk to everybody in Dauphinese, okay?
Okay.
So you're not going to understand this, folks, but we do have a translator here. And so let me have Book Ray. We got a caller.
We got a caller. Here. They're coming on now.
Yeah, the callers are calling up for questions for Book Ray. Book Ray loves this.
All right.
Bookie, do you want to talk in some Dauphinese language? Yes, here's some Dauphinese.
Hello.
Okay.
It sounds almost like a monkey. A monkey that thinks it's a donkey.
Hello.
Hi there.
This is the caller. Hello, caller. What can we do for you? You really want to be on the show?
This is the Don and Lynn Show.
Caller.
Dysfunctional radio at its best.
Caller. Hello, caller. The caller hung up. Oh, maybe they're coming back. Let's see. Caller, are you there?
Hello, who's this, Don?
This is Don.
Hi, Don. It's Julian. I want to talk to you, Dolphin.
Ah, well, Julian, you're in the perfect place to talk with dolphins.
Now, who's on the line, please?
Boy, you scare me getting anywhere near a mouthpiece, Wynn.
Sorry. Who's on the line?
You never did play any sort of reed instrument, I guess.
Are you talking to me? I can't hear you.
Yeah, I was talking to you.
Oh.
What happened?
I'm
joking.
I'm hearing you and I'm hearing Wynn, and it's coming in real muffled over the phone.
Yeah, that's probably because you have some, is your internet on?
Yeah, but I got it turned down real low, so I can't hear that.
Okay. All right.
Anyway, what I want to ask the dolphin is, I want to ask the dolphin 3 questions. I want to ask the dolphin, what is my purpose here on Earth? Question 1.
What's your name?
Pardon me?
What is your name?
This is Juliana.
Juliana?
Yes.
Yeah, well, I don't know if the dolphin can answer that, but we'll try.
Okay.
Juliana wants to ask, what is her purpose here on Earth?
Right.
And see, the dolphin might, we can try it and then see what comes through.
And I'd also like to ask the dolphin, I have a little dog that talks just like a dolphin. Matter of fact, she was just doing it a while ago, and I want to know if she was a dolphin.
That's amazing. What a synchronicity. I have a show host does the same.
Huh?
What was the second question, Joanne?
And the second question is, I have a little dog that I rescued, and she talks just like a dolphin. I want to know if this little dog was a dolphin, or why does she talk like a dolphin? I mean, everybody thinks it's a dolphin. If I'm on the phone and this little dog is making these noises, they think I'm somewhere near a dolphin.
Okay, is that it? One more question.
Yeah, and also, too, I'd like the dolphin to tell me if what I am planning on doing is moving out to the West Coast, if that's a great idea, if that's where I should be to start back up my radio show as well as my life.
Oh, you're another BBS radio show host?
Yeah, I used to be on BBS.
Okay. All right. I'm surprised you have the courage to call us. I commend you on that.
Why wouldn't she?
Why?
Why wouldn't she have the courage to call us, Wim?
Well, because
that's Juliana Tippett. She's a delightful lady. She tried out hosting with us, and she may host with us again in the future. She's a fabulous lady.
It's just because you and I are so dysfunctional.
Because what?
No, because you don't get to know the host like I do.
No, I'm teasing you. I'm just playing my role here. Just a second now. Does Book Trail have the answers?
Yes.
Okay, we have the answers for you. Just stand by. We're bringing them through.
Book Trail has a question.
Book Trail has a question.
How long has she been on the East Coast?
How long have you been on the East Coast?
Hello?
Juliana, how long have you been on the East Coast?
On the East Coast? I'm not on the really on the East Coast. I'm in Florida. And
you're
I've
Florida.
Lived in Florida most of my life. I've lived
most
all over.
Most of your life, okay.
But in Florida longer than any other place in the United States.
Mm. Okay.
Right.
Here's the first answer.
Hello, Juliana?
Yes.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi. Book Troy, from what I'm getting, said, yes, it is good for you to move west.
Okay.
Time frame 1 to 2 years. In the next 1 to 2 years. In the next 1 to 2 years.
I'll be moving in 1 to 2 years?
No. It is everything is free will. It is your decision. It would be good for you to move.
Okay, right.
Okay. The second question about your little dog.
Right.
There is a connection. It was a previous incarnation.
Uh-huh.
And the two of you were together.
Uh-huh.
And it was a Lemurian lifetime. You brought him in as a companion. And he's here with you now to remember you back to that incarnation from which you are garnering much of your information now that you're disseminating out over your broadcasts.
Okay.
That's the second question. The first question that you asked about your life purpose.
Right.
You're a starseed communicator. You're supposed to be bringing information of this higher caliber and density and understanding to the indigo and crystal, primarily indigo because the crystals are still very young, usually under 12 at this point. The indigos can be up to the indigo population. Can you hear me? I think we're having communication problems here.
I think so. I don't know what. Juliana?
Yes, dear.
Do you have your background noise
on? Hello?
Who's got their internet on or their radio?
Yeah, I'm trying. I can barely hear her.
Yeah, but Juliana, you got to turn off your internet.
Right. I turned it up because I could hardly.
No, you got to turn it way down off, please.
Right. So what she was saying is that my purpose is to be communicating and bringing communication to the indigos. Is that what she said?
Yes. Yes. Can you hear me now?
How will I be doing that? Should I be doing that through doing like a radio show, or should I be working directly with the indigo children? And will I be doing that when I move to the West Coast?
She'll answer
okay.
that.
Okay.
Juliana?
Uh-huh.
Juliana? Hello? There are no shoulds. Remember, this is a free will zone. It is your own discernment. There are many methods of media you can work with. Working with the radio, you reach a vast number of people. You, of course, can work one-to-one with individuals. The crystal children are fairly young still, under the age of 14. The indigos are older. They go up to the age of 30, 35. There are a lot of precursor indigos, such as myself and Wynn, who were born, you know, much earlier, in the 60s and further back.
Right.
So you are to be a disseminator of communication, and you need to consult your own angelic guides insofar as what the communications are to bring about, but it is to anchor a certain frequency, a certain acknowledgement that we are more than what is here in 3D, and that we are preparing for a global transformation, a global awakening of the human consciousness that's unprecedented in this time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Bookjoy.
Okay. I guess, thank you. Wow. That's pretty specific information. That's fabulous. Fabulous. So does this dolphin you communicate, does it have a school of dolphins that it spends time with, or just or is it more of a lone dolphin? You know, I know they're in groups, but is it, you know, a smaller group, larger group?
Is it a school, or is it a lone dolphin?
Or is it a large school, small school?
In school. How many in the school?
40
in the school.
Wow. Wow.
You got any more questions, Tom? Rare opportunity, all you dolphin lovers out there.
Okay. Well, can the dolphins read?
You know what, Don? I want to make an invitation to your mom to give a call.
Mom?
For Hildy to give a call and ask a question.
Let's see if that's her.
Huh?
Yes, hello. I wanted to ask a question.
Who's speaking, please?
This is Anne.
Aaron?
Yes.
Did I have that right? Aaron?
Anne,
I'm sorry. Okay. Tell me the question, Anne. Go ahead.
What is my purpose in at this point in time, and am I stymied?
What is your purpose at this point in time, and are you stymied?
Yes.
Are you stymied? That might be a subjective question. By the way, I should... She'll
understand. They will understand.
They will understand. What is her purpose at this point of time, and what is... Do you mind sharing how old you are?
I didn't hear you ask. Yes, I'm almost 60.
In your 60s, okay.
No, I'm almost 60.
Yeah, she was right on in her
50s,
yeah.
Okay,
well,
because they just asked,
almost
are you
60.
In your 50s? Wait a second.
Hello?
Yes?
Hi.
Hello?
This is Bookjoy's, the transmitter here. What I'm getting is that there is untapped potential around healing involving the visual arts. The visual arts, the painting, drawing, maybe photography. Something that you have not yet tapped into, which you need to be tapping into. Also, by doing this, it will bring you into contact with people that are more uplifting vibrationally for you, and that can show you a new pathway out of what you perceive to be a frustrating a road blockage in your development. That is what I'm getting right now.
Yes, you know that I am a healer, but I'm dissatisfied. Humans prefer to suffer, and they do not want to make changes necessary for the changes here on Earth.
It is not that they prefer to suffer. Until they experience something other than that, that they are aware that they can change by their own volitional choices, they don't know how not to suffer. So it is best to let go of judgment around that, because you put them into a box vibrationally. You also put yourself into a box vibrationally, and you cut off the higher energies of the healing forces from the galactic center, which can connect you with the unconditional Christ of love, which you are yearning for.
I understand. Am I allowed to ask one more question?
Yes.
Why am I blocking myself, or why am I being blocked for financial stability?
One moment, please. There are some old patterns around scarcity that were developed when you were a child in your family in terms of the values, and you have to bring these to the surface, to the consciousness, and you need to process them. A good way to do this is to write out your beliefs about manifestation and about your deservingness to allow prosperity and resources into your life. Write these out and then release them. Do a little ceremony. You can burn the paper and then bury it in the earth and ask Mother Earth to receive it and give thanks and gratitude for all the abundance, and know that as you open to abundance consciously and let go of all subconscious patternings, that your flow will automatically be opened and you will have all that you need. It is a matter of concentrating on that which you desire to attract into your life rather than concentrating on what it is you do not desire to attract into your life.
I understand. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. This is Wim on the Don and Wim Show.
All right.
Can you hear me, Don?
I can hear you. I can hear you.
Okay.
Oh, we have another caller. Maybe that's my mother.
I guess, okay.
Shall we find out? I hope my mother does call in. She would, I mean, I would really hope she does. Mom, call me. Here we go. We have someone on the air. Who is it?
Hi, my name's Charlene.
Hi.
Hi,
Charlene.
Is that Charlene, then?
That's Charlene.
Charlene. Hi, Charlene. What city are you in?
I'm right here.
In where?
What did you ask me?
Oh, what city are you in?
I'm in Edmonton, Alberta.
In what state?
Canada.
Edmonton,
oh, Canada.
Alberta.
Oh,
right here.
Wonderful. Are you enjoying our show tonight?
I am. Very interesting.
You are. Well, thank you. Now,
I don't know if our audience truly enjoys. I think it's something other than that when it comes to our show. I just don't know what it is.
listen, let me have Book Shy say hello to you. Let's say hello to Dolph of Bees before we get our translator.
All right.
This is Charlene in Canada. What's she? You want to say hello to... Okay, we're ready for your questions.
All right.
You know, Book Joy makes you laugh. It sounds, Book Joy loves making people happy. The sound of his happiness are right in the sound of his voice.
He sounds very happy.
He is.
I bet. great.
He's a happy dolphin. what's your question, Charlene?
Okay, my question is, what is the best way for me to go about helping people understand to know their own power?
Charlene asks, what is the best way for her to go about helping people understand their own power? Now, are you a teacher? Are you like a person that influences people in a formal way? Or is
no.
it something you do? No,
no.
Just in the people.
I'm a massage practitioner and a healer, but.
Oh, you are. You are a practitioner.
Pardon me?
What kind of practitioner?
Massage and energy.
Massage and energy?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you do massage and energy, and you want to have more influence on the people that you come in contact with, both as your clients and in your life flow. Is that correct?
That's right.
Okay. All right. Lakey, do you have an answer?
I'd love one.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello? Charlene?
Yes.
What I'm getting is that as you make an example of yourself in your own doingness, in your own life, so others are apt to see your energy stream and want to emulate it. The best way of teaching is by example. So as you clear your own blockages and your own pathways and expand your own consciousness and live more on purpose, as they say, and reach ever higher for your own healing abilities and your own expansiveness, this will in turn make an exchange energetically with your clients and the people in your life.
All right. Well, I'm trying to do that daily, momently.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
Okay, that's good advice, and I'm trying to do that as we speak. I'm always trying to be the best that I can be, so
well,
I will continue to do that.
Caller, you already are.
he says that you are on the road. There is a certain modality of healing, of a certain Reiki modality that seems to be something they seem to want you to explore more if you've not yet done this.
Some type of Reiki?
Yes, a certain workshop, which is coming up in the next 2 months, in this next 2 months time frame, which would come to you and would benefit you because there would be some kind of connection there you would make with some people.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
So I'm
thank
planning
you.
On. Okay, thank you.
No, you can ask another question.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm planning on going on to a sound healing workshop in San Francisco in May.
Yes.
So,
this
it's
is
all
the
about,
workshop that they are talking about. This is very important for you to go.
Okay. Awesome. So it's good that I'm going.
Wow.
And do you have any other questions?
Everybody's asking about their life purpose. Let's see what the dolphin has to say about that.
Well, he's saying that right now, for everyone who's listening to this broadcast, life purpose right now is centering around clearing the miasms, clearing out the blockages, so that the light consciousness can permeate, so that we can consciously cognize that we're multidimensional beings and that we're undergoing a planetary shift of great magnitude, and it's happening right now. And the next 5 years are very, very critical. And the more we wake ourselves up and the more that we can help others to wake up, that is our life purpose. Some people do it through writing. Some people do it through massage therapy. Some people do it through making music. Some people through teaching. It's varied. There are as many different ways of doing this as there are people incarnate right now. But the main purpose is to wake up and smell the karmic coffee. It's boiling over.
Reach out and touch someone. I think that's almost the advice, isn't it? You know,
yeah.
Thank you.
Well, it's actually more than touching someone. It's unalterably making a dent in that person's consciousness so they will never forget what happened and that they can't go back anymore.
That's the very definition of being touched. Because once you're touched, you know, insanity soon follows. My father used to say
insanity because the old paradigm doesn't have a reference point in it anymore, so you have to make a new one.
I've got a million new ones coming at me. Thank you, caller. I thank you. I truly appreciate it. We're going to let you go and see if we can get another one on here real quick.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Don?
Yes.
Don?
Yes. Should I call?
I wanted to do a little plug here for the conference call that we're now putting on DBS. For those people that really want to change their consciousness, I can't tell you how many people are coming onto those calls. You know, we're getting the messages from various sources and other dimensions, but more than the messages, people are having a personal experience with the sources, and that is an interdimensional connection, which once you have an interdimensional connection, you have expanded your consciousness. You're no longer in where you were before, and it's not just the information. In fact, the information is secondary very much to the connection of consciousness, which then permits healings and all kinds of stuff. And, of course, there's also my book, the book that I co-wrote with David Wilcock, The Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce, which is also creating interdimensional connections for people and permanent shifts. And you can go look at our website, which is higher-vision.org. It's still in progress. And you can get connected to all the links to all these things and find out more. The conference call doesn't cost any money, and it's consistent, and it's something you can count on.
We do, but thank you, Wynn. In fact, I wanted to just reiterate about your book. Folks, I've read Wynn's book, and if you think you're astounded by what you read on the Internet and some of the New Age information, well, Wynn put it all together in such a beautiful way. Folks, that book, Cayce's Back, is one of the most remarkable books that'll ever touch your life. Why? Because it explains what's even happening in the universe. Some of the new technologies that I'm almost assured of that most of you haven't even heard of. So really, reading his book is going to touch your ways in infinite degrees. So, I mean, I love your book, Wynn. But my mother is.
Who Edgar Cayce is. The book is called The Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce, and it is, the current message is about what's happening from the same source that spoke through Edgar Cayce, through one fellow that actually is Edgar Cayce in a body.
Yeah.
So don't believe it. Read the book.
Read the book, yeah.
Do we have another caller, John?
We actually do. This is a caller that's been looking for you.
We're almost out of time, and we want to make sure we leave enough time to call in the light.
Okay.
But who's our caller tonight?
Caller? Caller?
Yeah. Am I on the line?
You're on the air.
Okay, well, it's nice of you guys to invite me to phone you. You are always so busy that I'm almost,
yeah, I
think you're feeling
guilty. I'm going to put you on with our dolphin translator, Hildy. And it's such a pleasure to hear from you, and we love you. Just a moment.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello.
Well, it's the first time I'm plugging into a dolphin and not to God. what's got the dolphin in for surprises in my life?
I'm sorry, can you repeat the question?
Yeah. What is there in my life which could surprise me in the near future?
Or which could surprise you in the near future?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, one moment, please.
Dan, what was the name of that book, Swimming with Sharks, was it? We're swimming with dolphins here.
Swimming with the dolphins, and then there was, I think there was both, actually.
Was there?
Yeah.
Okay, wait a second. We have the answer. We just, our translator just went in to find the answer.
Oh,
and then it's time to close our show, right?
Hmm?
Yeah, actually we have Swimming with the Sharks, yeah.
Swimming with the Sharks. I'm sorry, Dr. Bell hasn't asked the question. But maybe next time we have Book Choi on.
You know, I'm truly enjoying this, I must say. I want to thank you.
Hang on a second. Let's have Book Choi answer the question.
Hello?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. The answer I'm getting is that you could take yourself on an adventure to a place you have never been, especially if it's a place such as a sacred site of pilgrimage. And there are two places that are coming to mind. One is South America, and the other is Egypt.
Oh, well.
This is something that would change your life considerably.
Wow. Well,
I guarantee it would change your life considerably.
It certainly would. Well, that's good advice. And I love you for giving me that advice.
I keep getting images of Machu Picchu. I don't know if you have interest in going there, but they said it's very important.
You know, I was there almost all afternoon on the History Channel today.
Ah, well, they want you to go there physically.
Yes. Well, physically it would be a little too far, but, I mean, you hit it right on the nail. I was actually physically feeling I'm there.
Yeah, you are. You are interdimensionally there. If you go there in the physical, you help to anchor certain vibrations from the lower chakras. Mm-hmm. Into the system there and bring them to a higher place of integration and resolution for the people in your life, for your family, and for this broadcast, and for everyone who listens.
Well, here's another question.
Okay.
We've only got about a minute, though, Mom.
Oh. Another question. Is everybody happy like I am?
How many of you out there just... how many of you out there have ever wanted to cut your mom off the air?
No, you are a very, very wonderful example of someone who has achieved mastery over lower forms of consciousness. And you are indeed a gem, and you are a shining stone for people to look to. No, you are very rare. Most are not as you.
No,
you are the exception.
Thank you very much. I love you all. Take care.
Okay, God bless.
I know it's your closing time.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Love you.
I love you too, Mom.
Bye.
Dearly.
Dearly. We love you too. So thank you for calling in.
Oh, I love you too. Very much.
I'm your unofficial son, you know.
Well, I always feel like you are. You might have been. You never know in some other dimension.
You know.
In fact, you needed an extra son because after having Don and Doug, you needed someone that was sane.
Oh, you know, Mom, I love you. You know, you're the best part of this universe.
Take good
I love you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Debbie?
Oh, she's gone now. We've only got a couple of minutes, though, before we got to get...
It's time to call in the light.
Yes.
And so I'm just going to have a book choice, say goodbye to all our listeners, and keep stay tuning in, because you never know when book choice is going to be our mystery guest here on the Don and Wynn Show. Book choice, say goodbye to everybody. There we go. And so we'll call in the light. And by the way, just calling in the light is our way of closing the show to join in kind of as a group prayer for our planet. And I thank Don for having BBS and giving me the opportunity to work with him as co-host on the Don and Wynn Show.
It's a pleasure.
And we'll be on Monday with our conference call, 6:30 Pacific Daylight Time. And there's a lot of magical things that happen on our conference call. I hope you'll all tune in and listen. Different kind of a show. And on that note, Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person here and each person listening. And right now, that you lift your negativity and to the higher realms of light, and that it might transmute itself and let go. We see ourselves in the flow of consciousness from the center of our galaxy through our bodies into the center of the Earth. And right now, we participate in a group energy, those of you that would free will and we choose to do so, as we join together wherever we are around the world right at this moment and let our energies flow in from the high sources and flow to each other. Because as we flow to each other, we create a healing vibration for our entire planet. And we need it now. And this is the time to do it. So feel that space of that energy. If you don't feel it, imagine it, because it's happening. And we send this energy to those trouble spots in the world, to the Middle East, to Washington, to those people that are in pain, those people that have recently died. Take 10 seconds of silence just to hold that energy.
And thank you, Wynn. Thank you, folks. We got to run. I have 20 seconds to get Dr. Fred Bell's Health, Science, and Energy show up and on the air to you. So stay tuned. Stick around. Wynn, I love you. I love your guest. I love the dolphin. Hell, I'm just in love, folks.
Good night,
Good night.
I love you.